Mock-ups of the cabin look suitably plush. UBS, a bank, thinks supersonic travel has a future. It puts the cumulative size of the market at between $80 billion and $280 billion by 2040, depending on regulatory hurdles and whether the planes are delivered on time, on budget, and operate as promised. Mr. Scholl is eyeing the upper end of that range, a potential market for 1,200 Overture 1s at $200 million each. Then he hopes to make progressively bigger craft, offering lower fares and higher speeds. Spike, another American firm with supersonic ambitions, is developing an 18-seat business jet that doesn't make a loud boom. Is this pie in the sky? A distant caveat-strewn commitment is good publicity for United and for Boom when it seeks more funding. It is unlikely that much cash has yet changed hands. Overture 1 is not set to enter service until 2029. Aerion, another firm that hoped to build an 8-to-10-seat business jet, unexpectedly folded in May despite orders worth more than $11 billion and backing from Boeing, America's giant aeroplane maker. National regulations banning supersonic speeds over land rule out trips across North America, home to lots of business travelers and most of the world's business jets. Morgan Stanley, a bank, reckons that at $120 million, double the price of a similar subsonic plane, even the ultra-rich wouldn't pay to cut 4 hours from a transatlantic trip. Tellingly, Boeing itself has no plans to go supersonic, nor has Airbus, its European arch-rival, which was involved in the Concorde project. The passenger jet duopoly reckons that cheaper and cleaner flying is more important than speed. Breaking the sound barrier is still some way off for the ordinary punter.